Well, the match was drawn here at the Oval, so it is the County Championship, day four, between Surrey and Northamptonshire. And Surrey followed on, and in the end, really, Northants just realised they'd run out of time, and so, with both teams bizarrely playing away at Northamptonshire tomorrow in a Pro 40 match, I think the captains just shook hands and thought, yes, enough's enough, we're done with. Let's make this short journey up north for tomorrow's game. So what Dr. Anna and I are now doing, in the increased whispered tones, we've come into the Surrey Museum here in the pavilion. I could spend hours in here. I come here occasionally, maybe 3-4 times each summer, and always just seem to find something new. Even for a county championship match, there is 4 or 5 other people here on a Saturday afternoon just wandering around and taking in a sense of history, Surrey cricket-wise, and also just really the game in general. There's some truly amazing sporting artifacts that are on show here. Going from the modern day game, I've got in front of me now, I've got a blazer and a cap worn by Surrey's Martin Bicknell, which is dated. Actually, it's not at all dated, but it's quite impressive. And then a whole array of bats. I mean, I could really just wander around and sort of speak here for a long while, but the very generous audio booth give me 5 minutes of audio time, so I've got to be quite selective. But we have here, we have 6, 9 cricket bats, all with some kind of historical tale to tell. So the first one is dating back to the relatively new period, so 1989. It's a Surrey bat signed by numerous Surrey and England players from the 89 Aussie squad. But also at the front laid out, this is more like really a hockey stick than a traditional cricket bat. And it's called the Chitty Bat, and it's recognised as the earliest known cricket bat, and it's dated 1729. And wow, what a thing to see that's still here intact at the Surrey Museum at the Oval. We've got various championship banners, so from 1952 to 1958, the truly recognised golden age of Surrey cricket. Surrey is the NatWest Bank Trophy winners in 1982, the B&H winners in 87, these are all banners. And Surrey, once again, the County Championship banner from 1999 to 2000. I think we may have to wait some time before we can see something similar again. There's a stump, which is the prototype stump camera used in 1992, which again brings us round to the modern era of the game. We've got Mark Rampakash's 2006 BBC London Sports Award Trophy. I'm just walking around here. There's all sorts. There's various caps from all different eras. There's all the different trophies. I'm going to wander through into the second room. There's really kind of two rooms here in the Surrey Museum. Ah, here we have more blazers. I'm not really a blazer kind of guy. Also more trophies. We've got a Jim Laker blazer. Moving on, and looking for the inscription here. Ken Barrington's blazer. All these are like top elite Surrey names. Stuart Surridge, and again one from Ken Barrington. So it's been, in all truth, quite an average afternoon here at the Oval in terms of cricket prestige and cricket play. I don't think there's any artifacts that players from either side are going to volunteer or donate or put forward for the Surrey Museum. But it was just worth coming along, just taking in. I think once you actually can see what has gone before you, you do gather more a sense of appreciation about what you've just witnessed. So I've seen a fairly average game, but I do feel that I'm actually in the presence of a sporting arena that has got a true value historically wise. So do come along to the Surrey Cricket Museum if you get a chance. Okay, chapeau.